When did you last laugh so hard that it hurt? I today went and asked my daughter, who's 9 years old, I call her Omani Dot on the internet. I asked her when she could remember seeing me laugh so hard that in effect it would have hurt me. In other words, totally taken over, convulsed with laughter. And I sort of knew what she was going to say. But when she said it, it really brought it home to me. She said never. Never had she seen me laugh so hard that it hurt. And then she paused and she said, as I asked her, said, when did you last hear me really laugh a lot? And she said, paused, and she thought, and I knew what she was going to say. And she said, only when you do yoga laughter. And I said, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because I can't remember when I last was convulsed with laughter so that it hurt. I mean, I can remember a few times when I had a good laugh, but that's a different matter. Being completely taken over. So, but yoga laughter, do you know about yoga laughter? That's a laughter you can do at any time, by yourself or with another person or with a group of people. You literally laugh. You don't have to feel like laughing. You know what the what muscles you need, what the way you behave when you really do laugh, and you just go for it. So you laugh spontaneously, but you make an effort to do it spontaneously, if that's not a contradiction in terms. The idea is that you can laugh anytime you want to, no matter if you're feeling sad, miserable, lonely, off form, out of sorts, bothered, bewitched, whatever. Even if you're not feeling, really positive and whatever, whatever way you're feeling, you might be feeling in great humor. You might be feeling top of the world. You might be feeling, as if you've had a really good week or something like that, or the opposite, but you can still laugh. You can make yourself laugh. And I've done it with my daughter many times, sometimes in the car, but other times, right looking at each other, face to face, doing yoga laughter. And it's one of these, aspects of yoga. Don't ask me how it fits in with other kinds of yoga, but when I learned about yoga laughter from at somebody who specialized in teaching it, it was in a big room and loads of people were invited to laugh, and you were invited to go up to different people, and without speaking to them about anything, you just simply started laughing in their company. Well, I can tell you the amount of energy in the room, the amount of good feeling afterwards was just fantastic. So that's my laughter story. So if it wasn't late at night here now, I could give you, let me give you a small demonstration. Okay, there's just a tiny little bit of yoga laughter. And you know what? I feel the better for having done it. Bye for now.